Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them
the
free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Barrett Betrayal 2.0? Der Fuhrer, Biden, wants us to show our vaccine papers to travel from state to state. Segregation is back, folks. Whites-only classrooms in Atlanta, of all places. Romans 8:28, COVID and Republic education. Ha! The number of homeschooled students has doubled since this pen scamdemic has been perpetrated upon us all. And by the way, this is a trend that's continuing to rise. Faustian Fauci eerily announces intention to have Americans subjected to endless vaccines. The never-ending vaccination series, booster after booster after booster. Cuomo resigns. At least one paper is calling him out for crimes against seniors, saying the New York creeper has more to account for than sexual harassment. And this paper, at least, the Washington Times, calls for investigation of nursing home malfeasance and profiting off government. All the documentation is here. Wheels of justice do turn slowly, but turn they do. BLM rioter who set a store on fire has been sentenced to almost 9 years in prison. Good news on the election fraud front. The Texas election reform bill passed over the antics of the Texas Democrats that flaunted their duties when they took off and went on vacation to stop the vote. Oh, and by the way, warrants for their arrests have been delivered to those derelict Dems. And of course, I must give you my take on the cyber symposium. A little confusion got stirred up there, and I'm going to offer some clarification. My friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Barrett Betrayal 2.0. She folded on hearing the Texas case, you know, that was joined by 13 others on a constitutional question regarding the election. And now she refuses to hear an appeal from University of Indiana students and faculty regarding a mandatory vaccine requirement to attend classes or work on staff unless you submit to participate in a medical experiment. Someone take the mask off at least one of Barrett's faces, please, and put the Nuremberg Code in front of her. You know, maybe the face that gave lip service to the Constitution could use a refresher. Isn't Coney a good Catholic gal? But that's what I've told you before. Some among the upper echelons of the Catholic hierarchy are okay with abortion, actually, always have been. Loyola University, a Jesuit Catholic school, violates the conscience of Catholic students, forcing them to take the fetal tissue vaccination against their religious objections. And by the way, fact checkers beware. I know your tricks. The denial by the three main American COVID vaccine makers that their vaccines are made from aborted baby cells is that the cells they use are created in a lab from aborted baby cells that were taken from a baby that was aborted in the Netherlands some few decades back. A real fact checker would tell the truth, you know. These vaccines use tissue nurtured in a lab derived from aborted baby tissue obtained through legal abortion in the Netherlands before the law went into effect that forbade the use of aborted baby material. Now, that's how they slither like the snakes they are around the law and around the truth. Oh, by the way, Amy's father was a Jesuit novitiate. That's a novice in training to be a Jesuit priest. He was pursuing that career for over a year before he decided to get married. He later graduated from Loyola University in New Orleans. You know, that bit about apples and trees and all that. Not sure what this means about the Mississippi law headed to the SCOTUS, but I guess we shall see. Please pray. Der Fuhrer Biden. Biden is contemplating interstate vaccine passports. What makes these people think they can take over our lives like this? So now it's papers, please, at the border between every state. Perhaps this is something he thought up while he was walking around in a fog there at Castle Rock Studios, making his way to the set of the Oval Office. You know, trailing after his security like an untrained puppy dog. I watched it. The security detail literally points to the path Biden's supposed to take, as if he would need that. The path is pretty obvious, but it's as if he expected that Biden didn't know where he was and needed that kind of direction. The security detail moves on to circle around the bushes, no doubt to clear it of any possible ambushments. And Biden ignores or did not see or did not understand the direction. He follows the security detail around the bushes like, wow, that was weird. You know, hey, there's a path to the door, but Biden follows him around. Anyway, maybe it was while he was walking about in one of his fogs that this brilliant idea came to him. You know, and the point is, no, he is a half-demented dog-faced pony soldier. Okay. On the CCP leash. And he's leading this country under the direction of Xi Jinping. Biden impeachment talks are stirring, but many of us believed this was the plan all along. I don't know. Xi probably likes the humiliation he's pushing into every American's face as we endure this mockery before the whole world. Will he risk allowing someone to get in that is not wearing his leash? Well, right now it would go to Harris, and she already has been collared, so that'll work out for him. And then from there, we go to Pelosi, who likewise already wears the collar leashed to Beijing. Then you've heard, no doubt, that Biden is contemplating exercising his dictatorial powers to override DeSantis' mask policies in Florida. These instructions from China CCP are becoming difficult to deal with over here. It's unreal. I mean, we still have a constitution to deal with, Mr. Xi. Maybe the administrator-in-chief thought up the scheme to override DeSantis' Florida mask policy while he was asking one of his aides where his aides were at. The infuriating thing about all of this is that it's based on fraud. Examples abound. Here's one. The CDC manufactured a virus strain to use as the basis for their bogus COVID test. Oh, yeah. Come on at me, fact checkers. I've got the official CDC document right here explaining that from page 40. Since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 nCoV were available for CDC use at the time the test was developed and this study conducted, assays designed for detection of the virus, RNA, were tested with characterized stocks of in vitro transcribed full-length RNA of known titer RNA copies spiked into a diluent consisting of a suspension of human cells and viral transport medium to mimic clinical specimen. And if I had read it exactly as it's written there, it would even have been more unclear what in the world they're trying to say. But anyway, like a snake, their tongue slithers along technical jargon to obfuscate. In other words, one, they did not have a clinical specimen of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And may we ask why? Why wouldn't CDC have a specimen of a disease they're hyping to scare everyone in the world into submission to the CCP? Why wouldn't they have a copy of this or a sample of it? Clearly, I think it would be because their masters in China refused to let them have a specimen. And that takes us to number two. Because they did not have a specimen and did not want to let the world know why, they decided to make an effort to mimic a specimen. But how can they mimic something of which they have no model? How do you do that? And that takes us to three. They took some in vitro. That would be something cultivated outside a human body. They took some in vitro RNA that they had in stock. That's handy. Here, we've got some RNA here. Let's use this. And they used a titer, which is a known amount needed to create a reaction desired. And they said effectively, let's spike that. And that means let's add that into a diluent, which is a substance that dilutes. And they use all this jargon, you know. And this diluent consists of a suspension of human cells and a viral transport medium. So essentially they put it in a tube, especially designed to safely transport virus. That's the transport medium. Anyway, you know, when you break it all down, it's clear. It's a lot of gobbledygook. And the bottom line is they took some virus that they had in stock and added it to some human cells to mimic a clinical specimen of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. They didn't even have the SARS-CoV virus in order to use as a base for their test. And by the way, your trusted FDA participated in this ruse. We're being betrayed into the hands of the CCP. Furthermore, the CDC has been caught fudging the data. Yeah, they're reporting, you know, I think at present it's something like 9,000 to 12,000 deaths that are related to the vaccines. But a whistleblower had earlier come out when they were reporting only something like 6,000 deaths and told us at that time there had been already 45,000 deaths following vaccinations. And then there's the most recent episode over the number reported of Florida's COVID cases. CDC, quote, revises down state's weakened numbers from 28,000 to 19,000, that's almost a third, but offers no explanation after claiming record infections. Well, there's your clue. We know the reason for the overcount, don't we? Well, of course. They needed a headline that read, record infections. CDC is doing the same thing with the Texas numbers, and they're getting called out as I speak. And none of these fact checks are making it into the lead stories or reported in the MSM, except as a whisper here and there. How can this have happened? How did the CCP, like a giant octopus, or should I call it an omnipus? So many tentacles. Get a stranglehold on our elections, our medical establishment, our media. Total control of one party, the Democrats. Virtual control of another, the Republicrats. Well, it's even because they first got in control of our education establishment. Interesting that the one thing no one on the left talks about is how to really help people avoid getting sick with COVID and what are the real risk factors. Have you noticed that the only solution offered by the establishment, or the only solutions, I should say, are things like wear a mask, social distance, get the shot, lock the economy down. No one's talking about what you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones. Dr. Merrick points out the obvious. The establishment does not want the public to know about early treatment options for COVID. I've got a lengthy article cited here that shows you what you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones. It's obvious they want you to stay scared, which is why they don't report the good news. COVID fatality rate hits lowest level on record despite Delta scare. How's that for a headline? You don't hear this repeated 24/7 because the agenda is not served by letting you know the truth about all of this. Their agenda is served, however, by keeping you afraid. So what is the agenda? Well, partly it's about keeping you off balance while they work feverishly to secure the stolen election. Partly it's in order to slowly but surely break us down into subservience to CCP-style governance, you know, masks and all. Really, it's a CCP or Chinese Communist Party takeover of America. Their original stated plan was to have this accomplished by 2035. Yeah, it's stated. It's on the record. It's what they've told everybody that they intend to do. But Trump got in. He awoke patriotism in this country. So they've had to accelerate the program to overcome what Trump, the wave Trump got started. And by the way, I'm aware that it goes beyond Xi Jinping. Friend, this conspiracy, and it is one, goes into very dark rooms where very evil and sinister creatures of darkness gather to chant allegiance to their chaos god, to craft their designs as they chant together, to break their bands asunder, or let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. What bands and cords? Well, the bands and cords of Christ's present rule over heaven and earth. Get my book, God's War, and you'll understand all of this. Well, I, with Rand Paul, stand. He said it's time for civil disobedience to mask vaccine mandates, and I agree. Hold on through the break, my dear friends. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today, and Antichrist sentiment is rising in America, too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Light. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march. An enemy that is stealing from us our liberties. I want to give you my take on the cyber symposium. Now, first off, I think it was an amazing symposium, and much good will come of it. I think the case implicating CCP's or China's intrusion into our election was strong, and for all who are willing to see what is obvious, admitting of only one reasonable conclusion, it will be seen that China hacked into our 2020 election. And yet, anyone who paid attention during this symposium could see something else equally obvious. It's bigger than China. And that's saying something. It's beginning to look like CCP is a pawn in this gigantic chess game for world dominion. A new focus is emerging, and the bullseye is coming into focus, and in the glint of the bullseye, you see a reflection of dominion, voting machines, and their connection to that cabal of Satanists I mentioned as I concluded the last segment. So we went into this symposium, or I did at least, looking for the great reveal that CCP hacked into our elections. The proof was to come from the packet captures of the entire 2020 election provided to Lindell, who invested millions of his own money to have it verified and to put on this event that was supposed to supply us with the smoking gun that even the SCOTUS could not ignore, remember, 9-0. But as I've often said, we are at war and we must expect countermoves to any move we make. I have been wondering what they, air quotes, would do to counter Lindell's evidence. Lindell had already shown us some breakout information obtained from the packet captures, remember, in absolute proof? So he put together this symposium where renowned cyber experts were going to be invited to gather and examine this evidence to authenticate it. We expected two specific things to be authenticated. First, that the data he possessed was, in fact, 2020 election data. And second, that the packet captures do verify Chinese Communist Party intrusion into our 2020 election. Well, as they say, the plot thickens. Someone alerted Colonel Waldron and Lindell that the enemy had infiltrated their team. That, in fact, someone had planted a poison pill in the data. Then we learned that Lindell had not provided all the data to the red team. And that, in fact, the data he provided was, apparently by design, adequate to prove the data was, in fact, 2020 election data, but inadequate to establish CCP intrusion. Isn't that interesting? So the red team verified the data was 2020 election data, but held back from authenticating that data proved Chinese Communist Party intrusion. They need to see the rest of the data. That's what the colonel explained, or at least a larger representation of it, and they need more time to examine it. Remember, this we already knew. Lindell's original cyber expert team required about a month to sort through the data to arrive at the conclusions presented in his absolute proof. So what's going on? Why would Lindell's team not present the data in a form and in an amount necessary to answer both questions presented to the red team? Well, the answer seems to be apparent. They got a tip that their security had been breached, so they made the necessary adjustments. They presented sufficient data to prove it was indeed from the 2020 election, but did not present it in a format allowing the red team to actually recover the packets, nor did they present sufficient volume of data to verify CCP intrusion. Why would the Lindell team decide now is not a good time to reveal the smoking gun that establishes CCP intrusion? And wasn't that essentially the point of the symposium? Well, here's what I've noticed. That is the critical point of concern on all sides. For example, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors there in Arizona unwillingly, finally, yielded the materials necessary to conduct the forensic audit of the ballots, which would demonstrate domestic or what Lindell calls organic fraud. But they are obviously ready to go to the mattresses over the routers. Why? Well, as we've learned, the routers can prove Chinese Communist Party intrusion and implicate these supervisors and others, perhaps at least the Secretary of State, in treason. Now, they're willing to die on that hill. They will not give up their CCP masters, no doubt because they know to do so is a death sentence. It's possible, as Colonel Waldron said, he was unwilling to pull the trigger on military intervention until that is absolutely the last recourse. And since they saw another path forward to beat CCP without crossing that line at this time. Now think about this. To cross that line at this time puts the Patriots at a significant disadvantage. We would be in open war with China at a time where they have embedded within our government a huge army of traitors. It would require us to fight a war against ourselves with the CCP and possibly other countries piling on. Now, perhaps the infiltration by the swamp into the Lindell team, into the red team, perhaps, together with clear knowledge that this would certainly trigger an open war, I mean, we're going kinetic now, with Chinese Communist Party on our own soil, with a significant number of traitors already embedded on the inside, combined with yet another surprise development that occurred the same day, led to this change in venue. Not in venue, I'm sorry, but in the program. And that takes us to Colorado, where I hope to be in November to participate in a missions conference with a good friend and colleague. In Colorado, the Secretary of State is a clear and present danger to the security of our republic. She is obstructing the legal efforts of Colorado citizens to verify their own elections, that they are secure and safe from fraud and manipulation. Tina Peters is the county clerk for Mesa County in Colorado, the last standing enclave of conservatism in that state. And the Secretary of State, who is a Democrat and a rabid liberal, has visited Tina's office on more than one occasion and, among other things, expressed her objection to any effort on Tina's part to true the vote or to pursue a vote audit in Colorado. Now, Tina has continued to pursue questions raised by her constituency who are begging her to look into all this. So the Colorado Secretary of State does not like that or her. When Dominion was given permission to come into Colorado to, air quotes, update the Dominion voting machines, Tina was advised to make a copy of the machines under her custody before they made the update. Well, she did so. Mysteriously, when Dominion showed up to do the update, he or she was accompanied by only one representative from the Secretary of State's office. No one from the county, and these are the machines that county used, no one from the county was present. And even more mysteriously, the cameras were disabled in the room where the machines were updated. Why would you do that? After the machines were updated, Tina had another copy made of the hard drives. So now she had a before and after image of the Dominion machine hard drives that she had there in Mesa County, Colorado. She decided to have Lindell's team look at these and compare them. The Secretary of State in Colorado was apprised that Tina was on her way to testify at the symposium, and, of course, was aware of her interest in conducting an audit. It might have been before Tina left to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to testify to all of this, that the Secretary of State put out a hit piece on her by using their media artillery and accused Tina of releasing the passwords. Passwords, by the way, that only the Secretary of State possesses. How... But we know that while she was, that is, Tina, was in the air on the way to South Dakota, the Secretary of State had Tina's office raided and all the hard drives confiscated. Now, this was done while Tina was in the air on her way to the symposium. And somewhere in all of this, the Secretary of State of Colorado autocratically decreed no third-party audits of their elections will be allowed. That's interesting. What are they afraid of? I think that's obvious. When are we going to go ahead and just believe what's obvious? We have lately learned that the Secretary of State of each state holds the passwords for the Dominion machines used by each state for their elections. She has attempted to suggest the Mesa County clerk in Colorado somehow is complicit in releasing these passwords to the public via social media. What? When the before and after images of the Dominion machine hard drives was presented before all who were at the symposium and all of the 40 to 80 million viewers, well, it was clear that Dominion, together with the complicity of the Secretary of State, purposely destroyed election data from the Dominion voting machines in Mesa County. And we think that they're setting out to do that all over the country. So you need to be alerted. Now, we could see with our own eyes that large segments of data were removed from the machines after the Dominion update. Obviously, they came in to wipe the hard drives of evidence that would certainly incriminate them. A federal statute forbids the destruction of election data, which must be maintained and made accessible for audit purposes. What a joke. For 22 months after an election. These people violated the law. And once again, they got caught. It remains to be seen if that will mean anything. All of this was turned over to the federal authorities. Huh. So let's see how many more swamp creatures will be taken in the net. Well, I've got to conclude. You can catch the rest of this discussion tonight on my Facebook live stream called Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress. Go to Facebook.com, search for Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California, because there are a lot of Lighthouse Baptist churches. Or put my last name in there, if you can spell it, and you'll find our page. Everyone, please go to brainmassage.net and register to receive notifications of the Brain Massage posts. And eventually, you'll also be getting live stream notifications. Go to brainmassage.net. Now, it says subscribe, but you're not going to be paying anything. I got to change that to register or something like that. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now, you let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114. And you can encourage me with a lights on or lights off message, if that's your sentiment. You can email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. That's www.brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and then send me an email. So call 805-314-2114 or go to brainmassage.net. You can also go to godswar2020.com. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. By the way, we are celebrating our 27th year anniversary at the Lighthouse Baptist Church with special guest Pastor Marshall Stevens from Calvary Baptist Church in American Canyon. We will not be having our usual schedule. The Sunday evening service at 5 o'clock will be held in the afternoon right after lunch, which we'll provide to all of our guests on the grounds. So meet us at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:45 for our first service. Join us for lunch. And then enjoy our concluding service as we celebrate 27 years here in Santa Maria. God bless you.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.